Bobby Bones post show pre show.
It's crazy. I had been texting. By the way, the show's over. I'm in Hawaii. It's almost like normal time here now. This show's over. That's like normal time when the show would start for me because I'm 5 hours behind you guys. So it's like 5 a.m. now ish.
Crazy.
I know. There's someone that I've been texting with for about a year. And it's a dude, not even romantic.
Oh man!
But I'm saying we've been texting for like a year, and then he called me yesterday, and I was like, "This is not the normal voice." I realized it's not the same. It's not. I put his name in wrong. It's somebody else. So for a year, I've been texting with someone, thinking it was somebody else.
Oh,
no way!
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm an idiot. Yeah. And luckily, they do pretty much the same thing. But I feel so stupid. Once I did the same thing with two cruises in my life. Because Cruz used to do nights on a radio station in Austin, and then another Cruz was our friend, and I was like, Cruz, he's like, it's Cruz, he's like, come over to the house, we're having a party. And the Cruz I didn't know that well showed up, and the other Cruz I didn't, and I was like, wait, what? And I didn't say anything to him. I was like, why is the weird Cruz here? Not weird, but weird because I didn't know him that well.
Right.
And then I realized I was just texting with the wrong Cruz. Whatever, I just found out. I'm kind of, as they say, I'm shook. I'm a little shook. Because for a year, now apparently I have this close relationship with someone I didn't know I had a close relationship with because I've been texting with them forever.
That's funny.
When you do stuff like that, doesn't it automatically make you think of that emoji with the gritty teeth? Like, like dang it, why did I do that?
That's the noise I think of for that gritty teeth one.
It's like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're done. We're done with the show. Will Hillary come in the studio real quick?
I'll get her.
She's coming.
No, I tell you what.
We'll hold.
She's already coming?
Yeah. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. She's here.
Say hi.
Hi.
Hillary, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I realized once I called
Mary's
you and
like,
I didn't need
speak.
You.
Wait, you don't what? Okay,
I don't need
it. Never mind.
It's a segment I think we're going to save for tomorrow or the next day now that I think about
false
it.
False alarm, but that was a good practice.
Somebody did something really nice for me. Have you seen that thing on social media that's like something a stranger did that you
yes.
can't believe it? Okay, so a stranger did something really, really nice for me. Hillary, do you know what it is?
Oh,
she
left.
Just left. Gosh. You said you didn't need her.
Yeah,
hey,
so
it's like, send her back in there.
It's like, what's the nicest thing a stranger has ever done for you?
Hillary, don't reveal what it is because we'll do it on a show coming up, but a stranger did something really awesome, and you have it, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. And I was like, what? Something I can't believe. It's something, I was like, somebody tracked, I don't know, but it's pretty cool.
Well, now
I don't
want to
say what it is. I know. I have it on my piece of paper to talk about, but we'll do it another day.
Okay, fine. We'll wait.
Thank you, Hillary.
You're welcome.
Good job.
Well, good talk.
Did you see the thing trending on Twitter? What job would you have if it was up to your 5-year-old self?
Yes, I did.
Did you see that over the weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what job would you have if your 5-year-old got to pick it, your 5-year-old self? Amy?
Vet. Veterinarian.
Yeah?
Yeah. For sure.
Because you loved animals at 5?
Loved animals. I feel like a lot of kids, that's what they want to do. My uncle was a vet. I just thought that's what I was born to do.
Lunchbox?
I'd have been a Major League Baseball player. I mean, at 5 years old, that's what I dreamed about doing. That's when I started T-ball, and I was like, I watched baseball on TV, and I was like, that's what I'm going to do when I'm older.
What about
Eddie?
You?
Oh.
Well, I mean, 5 years old, I think my favorite movie was Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, so I probably wanted to be like a chocolate maker, like a candy maker, like Willy Wonka. Like, that is all I could think of
that
at that time.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. I wanted to be on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've always known. I wanted to be a comedian and be on the radio. I always felt bad for people in school in like 10th grade because I was like, how do they not know what they want to be with in their life? Because it was so foreign to me to not know. I know,
but I feel like that's rare.
Now I know that it's rare because I don't think anybody ever really knows. They go through a lot. I was blessed to know as soon as I could like think about things, I knew what I wanted to do. Like I wanted to perform and keep people interested and like keep them from being bored and like do things and like do good things. Yeah, I've always known. It's crazy, huh?
It is, and like you're actually doing it.
What do you want to do, Morgan number two?
I wanted to be a figure skater.
Did you ice skate in Wichita?
Yeah, we had an ice skating rink, and I really loved it. I just couldn't really ever get any tricks down. I only could skate backwards. That's about all I got.
I saw you were out partying this weekend, huh? Like hitting it hard. On her Insta story, Amy, Morgan number two was going at it.
Oh, yeah, no, I saw.
Going hard.
It's become a thing. My Insta stories at the bar are a thing now. So, I was having a lot of fun this weekend. A little too much fun.
Did you get pretty drunk or no?
Yes, I was very hungover this weekend, unfortunately.
Anything else you'd like to share? Do you meet any dudes?
No, I there was a video of me and I was dancing. I was having the tea of my L by myself in the middle of the dance floor.
You're having the what?
Time of her
time
life.
Time of my life.
Oh my goodness.
Did you say TML?
Tea of my L.
Yep.
I've never
People
heard
say
of
that.
Amy, we're old.
I know. But I mean, honestly, I didn't even, it didn't even register that she said tea of my L. Like I thought it was like a new.
A bar downtown.
Have you, hey, Morgan number two, have you made out with a dude since you broke up?
No, I haven't.
Really?
Have you kissed a dude at all?
That would be making out, Bobby.
No, it's not.
It's different.
It's totally different.
Amy, here's the difference. Kiss, making out. That's not me. That's Lunchbox. Hey, Morgan number two, if I'm in town, let me look. I want to go out and have and be a part of this epic dance party night.
All right, we're just doing it. Meet some of these girls she goes out with. Don't even.
Nice move, Bones.
Yeah. Smart.
Stop.
Okay,
smooth.
But
we'll get the
okay.
whole.
Okay,
why are you guys? Hold on. Let him do
hold
him.
On.
That's
if that were the case, why does that matter? Why is that a bad thing?
It's not.
I want to go out. No, I want. I like to dance, and nobody I go out with dances. And every time I see Morgan number two out there dancing, and I'm like, I'll go out and dance.
Okay.
I'm a dance champion. And Amy, you're being a hater right now.
I'm not. Just make sure that they're 25.
Why? Guys, is she being a hater? 20,
who cares?
Yeah, she's being a hater.
Look, Bobby,
Eddie,
no, that
I'm
was.
I'm not being a hater.
Let me tell you something. Bobby was actually smooth there, and you just put him on Front Street and blasted him. Like, it ruined it. I mean, it was like smooth, like, hey, I just want to hang out. But really, it was
but
a
I do.
End to meet
I,
the chicks.
I would just go out.
Right.
It's not even about that. It's not even about the girls that she has. If you're out with girls, other girls are like, oh, he must not be a creep.
Well, if you're the only guy in the girl group,
Good point.
Oh, that's a thing.
Yeah, you got to have at least one more guy with you.
Why?
Because then they think you're the gay best friend.
I don't mind that. Then they'll come and dance with me, and
no,
I'll be
they
like,
"Won't want you."
No, but then I'll be like this. I'm not gay.
Oh.
And they'll be like, "Okay."
And they'll be like, "Oh, okay then." All right.
Is that creepy to say? Psst.
They're gonna be like, why didn't you just tell me that?
Yes, don't do that.
As we're dancing, don't worry, I'm not gay. I like you.
That's funny.
All right, that's it. Are we done? Can we get going today's show?
Yeah.
All right, check out the sore. Amy was being a hater. That's okay.
Sorry, I just thought. You were trying to use Morgan to meet some of her friends. But if you just really want to go dance with Morgan, that's awesome.
It's not even about dancing with Morgan.
I mean, dance with Morgan number two, like hanging out. Yeah.
Oh, you guys should dance together, though.
Then I thought.
I dance with whoever. Bring it.
The other day, you're like, hey, Morgan, who's that on your Instagram?
Morgan number two. We have this big thing.
Oh, my gosh. Morgan number two.
We have two Morgans that work here, and we have to get better at calling them by their full-time names.
Right. Morgan number two.
Right. I call Morgan number one. M1 doesn't come on the air that much because it's so confusing. So M1 sits in the glass room, and Morgan number two is the one on the air in the studio. And Amy all the time is just throwing around Morgan all the time. And I'm like, who? I'm so confused all the time.
Well, right now you know who we're talking about.
But still, we got to get in the habit.
Okay. Morgan number two.
Done with the show. I'm going to go back and have the TMIL back in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Who says that naturally in a sentence, though?
Morgan number two.
I've never heard of that before. Just
T
said so.
Of my L. Oh, Bobby, you guys, might start saying
you
it.
You guys need to watch some TV shows, like reality TV shows, like
Do
on
they
MTV.
Say that?
They say that kind of stuff. I mean, you guys are way. That's their problem, is you guys don't watch these younger shows, so you don't know the lingo.
But I'm not trying to be younger.
Oh.
Oh, speaking of younger seasons. 6 is coming back. Do y'all watch that?
Huh?
With Hilary Duff?
No,
it
I don't.
Is so, isn't it coming back? Is it season 6?
What's it called?
Younger.
Younger.
You can go binge it. It is so good. And I saw Hilary Duff post on Instagram that it's coming back, and I cannot wait.
All right. On with the show. Okay. Amy has a podcast called 4 Things with Amy Brown. That's you. Your name is Amy Brown. You're not using that professional setting.
Yes.
Still a little odd for me to say sometimes because we spent so much just calling you Amy. But I was in the conversation. We had the conversation. Should we just start calling you Amy Brown? Remember that?
I do.
Yeah, I like it.
Big deal.
If you like sports, check out the Sore Losers podcast with Lunchbox, Eddie, and Raymundo. They do a sports show every day. And then I have the Bobby Cast, talking to your favorite music artists and producers and all kinds of stuff. All right, done. Here's Monday show. Away we go. Bye, everybody.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the show. A Monday, and I am in Honolulu, Hawaii, while the show is in Nashville. And let me say, good morning, studio!
Morning!
It's midnight here right now, as I am 5 hours behind you fools.
Crazy.
Yeah. So, I gotta tell you, though, it's pretty cool. I'm not gonna lie, it's pretty cool. I mean, I've had to work most of the time. If I ever get a wife or a girlfriend, it's gonna be awesome. Like, I felt a little creepy being, like, a 38-year-old guy walking, because we're at a Disney resort. Like shooting a bunch of American Idol stuff, and I'm walking around like getting snow cones by myself. Other than that, like, it feels pretty cool. So we're here today. Amy, how are you doing?
Doing pretty good. Kind of jealous that you're in Hawaii, but
it's definitely warm. I think that's a big thing. When the weather is warmer, you're just in a better mood.
Yeah, it's just awesome. Like watching you there, it's super cool.
Thank you.
We're slumming it.
You're not slumming it. You're just not here. I am working. I was getting some crap on my Instagram because I was sitting in a first class seat on the way here.
Oh,
I
flew. Baller.
I didn't notice that. Well, some listeners did, but I got to tell you, American Idol pays for that. They don't pay for Mike D being here. I have to pay for that.
So what kind of seat did you get him?
Oh, I got him a regular class seat. What are you talking about?
In the back.
Wait, you Idol hooked you up with first class, and then you put Mike in the back slumming it?
It's not slumming it. You said slumming it, Mike? No, he's not slumming it.
Oh.
But I don't know that I would have paid for me to sit. I did for Mike what I would have done for me, which is I would just be happy to get here. So
yeah, that's true.
You need to chill out a little bit.
I'm just joking. For whatever reason.
As your son would say, chill out.
Calm down.
In Hawaii, Amy, we just hang loose, you know?
Yeah.
we're just down with the hang loose style here.
Relax.
Okay. This is what happened, though, on my way to Hawaii. I go from Atlanta to Hawaii. Now, I've been here once. I came here once last winter to finish my last book. But it's a really long flight. And about 6 hours into the 10-hour flight, I got so sick on food poisoning. I do not know if it was some of the seafood I ate on the plane, you shouldn't do. You shouldn't. I knew it.
First class or not. No.
I know.
No.
I shouldn't have done it. And I got so sick that I've never thrown up on an airplane before. And I went into the bathroom and I was feeling it. Like, I know when food poisoning is about to hit for me because about once or twice a year, I start to get the sweats, and then I get a terrible headache, and I'm going, uh-oh. So I felt it, and I walked up to the bathroom, and Amy, I cleaned that entire bathroom before I vomited. Like, I took out towels, I was scrubbing everything, because I just didn't want to have to get down and dirty with a toilet that wasn't clean. It was really one of my worst moments, I think.
Yeah, that sounds pretty awful.
Is a bad time. And then the lady was, the flight attendant was like, are you okay? I was like, I have motion sickness. I didn't want to tell her that I ate bad, what I think was bad seafood.
Well, did anybody else get sick?
No, just me, which that means I don't know. Like, I don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's the deal. You good? Lunchbox, you good?
I'm great. Great. Just,
I feel...
Woo.
Woo what?
I'm just feeling bad for you puking in a toilet on an airplane. That's pretty gross.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. I saw your dog's better.
Yeah, he had emergency surgery, had a fist-sized ball of grass stuck in his belly, was blocking the intestines. They had to take 8 inches of intestines out.
Oh, my goodness.
Woo!
Oh, my goodness. How does grass...
Pretty stressful?
Yeah, pretty stressful, because he didn't eat for like 4 days, and I was like, what is wrong with you? And he was just moping around. We took him in, they did some x-rays, and they were like, yeah, it looks like they got blockage. So I thought it was going to be a kid's toy, like a pacifier or something, but nope, a big old ball of grass.
Oh.
That's weird that it would be grass.
Yeah, but why couldn't the grass like get, because it's grass. I mean, I just didn't know that could happen, so that's good to know.
Yeah, like they said that it usually happens in horses. They eat too much grass and it just gets stuck, so I guess he just ate too much grass.
Oh, man.
Stomach was feeling bad. Ate a bunch of grass to try to compensate, and then it was too much, huh?
Yeah,
too much, because usually he eats grass and he will throw it up. but he didn't throw this up, and so, yeah, I'm a little lighter in the pocketbook.
Oh, yeah. How much is that?
Yeah. I mean, well, we don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Did American Idol pay for it? Because they pay for all my stuff right now.
I could use an American Idol paycheck right now.
All right. Well, we're here. Lunch, you're better, though, because of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, so much. The stress-free.
You're
happy. Stress-free. Right, right. Yeah, I'm happy. He's home. He's resting. You know, he's still recovering, but just happy he's better.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo. In weather news, tons of rain and snow along the Great Lakes. Careful on those roads. In sports for the big game, both teams have landed in Atlanta. Patriots, Rams, 6 days away. And finally, in recall news, Whole Foods has recalled baby spinach. Take it back for a full refund.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Velvet.
Yes.
Is that your name?
Yeah, that's my real name.
Really?
Hmm. Yes.
Why'd you say it like that? You go, really?
No, like, really? Like, I'm shocked. I've never heard of anything like the name Velvet before.
Oh, actually, my name is Velvet Sky.
Did you have hippie parents?
She was 16 when she had me.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense. So she was a kid. My mom had me when she was 16. So, is Bobby a cool name or no? Because I don't know.
It's not like Velvet Sky.
Well, I know. And I don't know anybody else named Bobby. Bobby.
My son's name is Bobby.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, after Bobby?
No, not for you.
Oh, okay.
Well, Velvet, thank you for calling. What would you like to say?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I listen to y'all's show like every morning, and I never actually put a face with the voice.
Yeah.
And so I saw you on the iHeartRadio Awards this weekend. And yeah, I finally got to put a face with the voice that I listen to.
Like a replay of the iHeartRadio Music Festival, I think, right?
Yes, it was.
Okay, first time that you saw me. How? Explain my physical presence to other listeners that maybe have no idea. Like, be their eyes right now. Go ahead.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah, what do I look like? What do I look like to you? Who did I look like?
Like, I don't know who exactly. Maybe like a Johnny Depp almost.
Wow. Yeah, I'll go with that. Like, probably a little younger, though, Johnny Depp, right?
Yeah, like a younger, like Johnny Depp, maybe from like The Secret Window.
Yeah, it's a good time for Johnny Depp. Yeah, so a bit Johnny Depp. Anybody else that I kind of look like? Is that kind of tall, not, short, like muscular, thin? I don't know.
I don't know, like nerdy handsome.
Nerdy handsome. Mm. Okay.
There you go.
The nerdy thing, like, I wear glasses, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like big black dark rim glasses.
Yeah, that's really the style, though, nowadays.
Here's the thing, though, Amy. I've been doing it for many days.
Oh, yeah, many.
Many days. I didn't just jump on the dark rim glasses bandwagon. But, okay, so I'm a nerdy Johnny Depp, basically.
Yeah. Huh. It works, though. It works for you.
Yeah, did you like what you saw?
I did.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't lie. I have a huge crush on you.
Yeah. How about this? Come on.
Why does
this never happens in real life, by the way. This only happens on the phone with people. And Amy, I'll do my stand-up comedy shows, and I'll be like, hey, I tell jokes about being single. And I'll be like, yeah, so I'm single. And I'll do this thing where I'll be like, wait for all the women to scream. I'll say that out loud, and no one will scream.
Oh, man.
And then they'll start screaming, and I'll be like, you guys only do this because I'm up here on the stage.
Right.
Like, no one ever goes, hey, Johnny Depp of Nerds, when I'm walking through town. You know what I mean?
You're good, John.
All right. Are you talking?
Well, I mean, like, if it makes you feel any better, I had a crush on you just by listening to your voice. So now that I have a face with the voice, it's even better.
Mm. So she was all about your personality, not your looks.
Yeah, look at that. Well, listen, thank you very much. Where do you live, Velvet?
Wichita Falls.
Oh, in Texas.
So convenient.
Yep.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that convenient?
I mean, it's not like Alaska.
Okay.
That's true. It's not like
Alaska.
But it's
not down the street.
You're right. I wouldn't say it's so convenient, but yes.
A state you visit often.
That's true. Velvet, thank you for the call. Thanks for being the eyes of a lot of our listeners.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for giving me the time.
All right. Appreciate that. There we go. Good call here.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, John in Ohio.
Yeah.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, not much. I'm heading into a big interview.
Like a job interview?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. What can I do to help you?
I was just going to see if you had any tips or pointers on like how to present myself better.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, you're already dressed, right?
Yes. I actually already worked for the company. It's actually for the I'm interviewing for the corporate office.
Okay, so are you dressed like someone that works in the corporate office?
Yes.
Okay, because always dress for the job that you want, even if you're working somewhere. Like, you have to dress for the job that you want next. So I like that. You're dressed up. Here's what you should do, and I assume you know what the position's all about. Like, you're pretty familiar with what the job's going to be?
Yeah, yeah.
This is the number one thing, since I know you got to go into this interview. Ask a lot of questions. Don't just sit there and let them pepper you with questions. If you ask a lot of questions, it does two things. One, it kind of turns the tide, and it puts you into control a little bit, just a little bit. And two, they're not used to that. And they're going to be like, wow, he has a lot of questions. Like, not only does he want the job, but he's actually researched enough not to just answer the questions, but to ask questions. That is the number one thing you can do in a job interview. Number two is actually smile and be pleasant to be around. Don't go in and be all goofy. But if you just smile, because people want to work with people they want to work with. Right? There are a lot of talented people. A lot of people that deserve the job. But people want to work with people they want to work with, and it's not always the most talented. So I would say ask a lot of questions and smile. Like, be pleasant to be around. Because if it's close in the two or three people, they will pick the person they want to be around the most.
Okay.
How you feel about that? You feel pretty good going into it?
Yeah. I'm mostly nervous about the big move if I get the job.
Okay, well, don't say that to them.
Yeah.
No.
Never highlight a weakness. Right? Never highlight a weakness.
What if the question is, what's
your
weakness?
Yeah. Because you know they
ask
that.
How do you handle that one?
My weakness would probably be not having good, like, I don't have enough balance. I would spend too much time working.
Mm.
Like, I could probably better at the human part of, that's what I would say.
Yeah.
I'd be like,
that's actually a good answer.
That's what I would say.
Like, it shows good. That you're going to be like a really hard worker.
If they ask that, hit them with that. All right, John?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, let us know. Good luck, bud.
All right. Thank you.
All right. There he is. Bobby Bones
Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Shania Twain is going to be in a movie. They just released a trailer for it. It's called Training Paint, about racing. And she's co-starring with John Travolta. It's coming out February 22nd.
I had no idea Shania Twain was an actress. Do you know of anything she's acted in, Amy?
No, just her music videos.
Well, yeah. All right, what else, Morgan number two?
Cassie Ashton released a new single called Violins. Here's a clip. I can't hear the violins you're playing. There's no symphony inside my head. I got my own marching band. Guess I lost my give a damn.
Cassie Ashton is so good. And last year, I may have been ahead of her a little bit because I put her in my class of 2018. But man, Eddie, when you see her, don't you go, holy crap, like, she knows what's going on.
I mean, pure talent, right? That's
just
what I see.
So good, and she knows who she is. Yeah, it's called Violins. Check that out from Cassie Ashton. All right, what else, Morgan number two?
Little Big Town has been dropping hints about new music coming, and Kimberly finally confirmed it. She says they're working on their record now, and they're having a great time, but no word on release date.
I saw an Instagram post from Karen Fairchild in the studio. And in this post, Amy, you may have seen it too. She's sitting there looking at that big board, you know, where they have all the slides and levers.
Yep.
And she's wearing a full fur coat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, that's pretty cool. As they would say, that's very extra. That's pretty cool that she was in the booth in a full fur. I don't know. It's probably not even real fur. I don't know. But I'm just saying it looked pretty cool.
Yeah. I don't think it's real fur. It's, but who knows?
But who knows?
It does look like my dog.
Well, that's...
I mean, okay. A little bit.
Thank you. Morgan number two, is that it?
Yep, I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby. Tell me
something. Go for some kids in South Carolina because their bus got rear-ended, first of all. Imagine you're sitting on a bus and someone just nails you. And you're like, what? It just happened. And then the bus catches on fire.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
So all these kids are trapped in this bus. It was stopped right in front of railroad tracks. The bus was filled with 34 students going to two different elementary schools. The driver that was behind the car that hit them saw it happen, jumps out of the car, runs on the bus, and gets all 34 of the kids off the bus.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
First of all, if you were a kid and you got rear-ended on the bus and you didn't get hurt, you probably think that's pretty funny, huh?
Yeah.
You'd be like, that's crazy.
Yeah. Like, my bus just got hit.
Then the bus catches on fire.
Yeah, it's scary.
And then someone runs on. Anyway, I thought that was a pretty good story. Good for that person who jumped on the bus and saved him. That's Tell Me Something Good right there.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Pennsylvania. A 52-year-old woman was at a petting zoo. She was petting a kangaroo. She's like, man, it'd be cool to own a kangaroo. I'll take it back to Florida with me.
Oh, yeah.
So when no one's looking, she opened the gate and shoved the kangaroo in her back seat.
Oh, wow.
No.
Police were called and she was pulled over with the kangaroo in the back seat.
She did have a point. It would be cool.
So cool.
To have a kangaroo. That stinks.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day. The Bobby Bones
Show. If you're in a relationship, there are a couple important dates that require roses. You gotta have roses. I'm talking about birthdays, anniversaries, Valentine's Day. It's just around the corner. When you're looking for the biggest and best quality roses out there, check out my friends at 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, you can get 18 red roses for $29.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. This is an unbelievable offer from 1-800-Flowers. 18 red roses, $29.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. 1-800-Flowers, a bouquet. You're going to order it and be like, wow. Roses are picked at their peak. They are shipped overnight to ensure freshness. 18 red roses, $29.99. Or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. It is the perfect reward for thinking ahead and ordering early. Do that right now. Pick your delivery date. Let 1-800-Flowers handle the rest. 18 red roses, $29.99. 24 red roses, the upgrade for only $10 more. 1-800-Flowers.com/bones. 1-800-Flowers.com/bones. The offer expires Wednesday.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, now time for our game called Amy versus Lunchbox. Amy, explain the game to our listeners, please.
Well, Lunchbox is a boy, so he gets questions that normally girls would get. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, nail polish, something like that. And then I get sports questions, basically. Like, all for the men, and I don't watch sports, so I'm losing.
But he wears nail polish?
Yeah.
Basically.
Okay, all right. So you played at 10.
Uh-huh.
Right now, Lunchbox is winning 7-2.
Yeah.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Now time for Amy versus Lunchbox. Amy, you're up first. The Super Bowl is this Sunday.
I knew it.
This is a big pop culture event.
Out of the gate.
Who is the coach for the New England Patriots?
Bill Belichick.
Excuse me?
Bob Belichick. Belichick. Coach Belichick.
We can't play the game where you just yell things and I...
Coach Belichick. And that... it's Bill.
Okay, what did you say? Bell? Bell Belichick?
Bill.
Your answer is...
Bill Belichick.
Correct.
Thank you. Why did you scare me?
Because you yelled Bill Belichick and then you started running
Bill,
around your
answers. Bill, that was my accent. Oh. I think his name is Bell.
You're so full of crap. It's my accent. All right. What power tool has a part called a chuck?
The chuck power tool. It's got to be the drill.
I don't know what your answers are because you play this game so weird. You just say things.
The power drill.
The drill.
Yeah.
Correct.
What?
Nice.
Did
word.
I do I say drill weird?
Well, Bill Belichick kind of ruined it for everybody. Ready?
Ready.
Kenworth, Peterbilt, and International manufacture what? Kenworth, Peterbilt, and International.
Tools.
Lunchbox, you can steal.
Yeah, semis.
Correct.
Oh, like big trucks?
Yeah, you got two. Lunchbox got one after that round. Wow.
Big rigs.
Lunchbox, you ready?
Yeah.
What viral star hosts the Netflix show Tidying Up?
I have no idea.
It's on the front of Netflix. Amy's seen it. We've talked about it on the show 2 or 3 times already.
Yeah, Sarah Jackson.
Sarah Jackson. Wow. No. Amy to steal.
Marie Kondo.
Correct. Lunchbox.
Yep.
What cocktail is made with, is your specialty?
Yeah.
Vodka, triple sec, cranberry juice, and freshly squeezed lime juice.
What?
What cocktail is made with vodka, triple sec, cranberry juice, and freshly squeezed lime juice?
Cranberry juice. I don't know what triple sec is. I'll say...
What is triple sec? Does anybody know?
Yeah, it's like an orange liqueur.
Liqueur.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, look at you two.
Yeah, come on, man.
We'll go. It's not... I mean, I'll just say martini, even though that's not right.
Martini.
Amy, if you get this right, you win.
I'm pretty sure they serve it in a martini glass, but it's a cosmopolitan.
That's right. There's your winner. There she is.
Amy.
Come on.
Wow, wow, wow.
Wow, wow.
I don't even know what to say.
She's climbing back in.
I'm making a comeback. They call me the comeback kid.
Do they?
What's the score?
7-3.
Slowly.
Nice win, though, man. That's pretty good.
I think I got basically all mine and all his.
No, you got the semi one wrong.
I said basically.
All right. You live on another week. 7-3. Nice way. Nice work, everybody.
Yeah.
Nice work, everybody. All right.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I do a show from my house called the Bobby Cast. Hope you check it out after today's show. But Rachel Womack was in. She's a new artist. Oh, what love can do. And I asked her who she thinks are the three funniest people alive. I'm going to come do this question to Amy. But here's why.
I love Steve Carell.
It's a fine answer. There's no wrong answer. Go ahead. Give me.
I'm trying
Steve
to think
Carell.
Of.
Do you put Jack Black at number two?
Yeah. I love Tim Hawkins. He's funny. Mm-hmm.
Christian comedian.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's funny. I listened to him while I was on radio tour.
My top three? I'm going to hold that, okay? That's her top three. She thinks that Steve Carell, Jack Black, and Tim Hawkins are the funniest
Tim Hawkins is good. I haven't thought of him in a while, but he's funny.
The funniest three people alive. Amy.
I have to go Tina Fey.
Tina Fey.
I love her. I love Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell.
Nice.
And Kristen Wiig.
Okay.
Because I love her in Bridesmaids, and then I love her in, like, her impersonation. I don't ever watch Saturday Night Live, but I watch her on YouTube later, and all of her impersonations are amazing.
So they are?
Tina Fey, Will Ferrell, Kristen Wiig.
Who's number one, Tina Fey?
Okay. They're not in order, but sure, I'll go Tina Fey, because I like her, and I read her book, and I feel like I know her. I don't, but...
Mine would be number three, Adam Carolla.
Okay.
Number two, Chris Rock.
For sure.
Number one, Ricky Gervais. I think those are the three funniest people alive.
I'm surprised Steve Carell's not on there for you. But I guess Ricky Gervais is the original creator of The Office.
He is.
He's the actor.
And Steve's an actor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
He's a funny actor.
So
that doesn't mean he's not funny, because I watch him in like interviews and stuff. But also, you only have three spots.
Yeah.
Like, you can be
number four. Oh, I know.
So those are my three. My funniest being Ricky Gervais. I mean, he created The Office, mm-hmm. based on his life, by the way,
mm-hmm.
which The American Office spun off of. Lunchbox, funniest three people alive.
Chris Rock, Bill Burr, and, man, I'll say Amy Poehler. I think she's hilarious.
Yeah, she is funny.
Eddie, our video producer?
Yeah, Chris Rock, my number one for sure. And number two, Will Ferrell. Like, I just look at him and I laugh. And then number three, I would say Jim Gaffigan.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's so, so funny and clean.
Let's go over to Morgan, number two. 25 years old. She's probably going to say people like Justin Bieber. I don't know. I don't know what the kids think. Morgan, number two, what do you think?
Will Ferrell.
Wow, Will Ferrell on so many
Look
lists.
At that.
Yeah. Aziz Ansari.
Super funny. Oh, super funny. Hilarious. Super funny.
And then, what's his name? He's in a lot of movies recently. He's the short one. He's really short.
Oh, Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart.
Oh. That's how you know Kevin Hart?
He's really short.
I've watched some of his comedic specials,
love
it.
He's super funny. Yeah, look at that. Well, similar taste. To me, Will Ferrell is an actor, though, too.
Yeah.
I'm shocked you didn't say Jerry Seinfeld.
No, again, so we all think different things are funny. Not even like the style, but there's nothing wrong with saying Will Ferrell. Mm-hmm. I like people who write, you know? And, you know, there are people almost picked as just straight writers.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's good. That's a good topic, huh?
Oh, man.
Like when you're sitting around with friends talking about the funniest people. And we talk about that. Check out the new Bobby Cast with Rachel Womack, because we talk about that a bit. But to me, Ricky Gervais, Chris Rock's on all the dudes list.
Like when you just say their names and it makes you laugh, they're funny people.
And you can like recite things.
Yeah.
Like you can do Hot Pocket from.
Yeah. Hot Pocket.
Yeah.
I wish there was like a Chris Rock edited. You know?
Chris Rock edited
part of it. I know.
But that's not Chris Rock.
I know, but he just curses
like Bobby, do a Chris Rock bit.
Yeah, do one.
Remember when y'all made me
Amy
do
Amy lost a bit once, and Amy doesn't curse, right?
Yeah.
Amy lost a bit once, and she had to do a full Chris Rock bit with the cursing, and we have it recorded somewhere. I don't know where it is.
Who knows where it is?
That must have been so hard for you, Amy.
Oh, it was like, it took me forever to get through, and then we played back the audio. It was like, beep, 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 beep.
People always complain about I pay my child support.
What do you mean you pay?
You're supposed to pay your child support.
I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he's funny.
Well, okay. Yeah. Check out the new Bobbycast where we talk about that. And check out Amy's podcast, Four Things with Amy Brown, which is pretty interesting. It's a good one. What was last week's? You did lifting weights and how it makes you in shape or something?
Yes. Weights make pretty muscles. We talk about why crying is good for you. It's like all over the map, different things. I share why I do homemade deodorant, and I gave out my recipe. And so there's that as well. And then I talked protein bars because a lot of people find those hard to shop for.
Four Things with Amy Brown. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Bobby Bones. Yeah. All right, back at it with our Get to Know the Bobby Bones Show questions. Everybody taking part in this is Amy, co-host. How are you, Amy?
Hey, good.
Lunchbox over to my right.
Looking good, feeling good.
Our video producer, Eddie.
Hey.
All right, everybody's good and awake?
Great.
All right, Get to Know the Bobby Bones Show. The question today is, someone gives you a free $100, right? What's your favorite way to spend $100? Amy, you're up.
I'm probably going to go to Free People.
So what's Free People?
Or go shopping. I mean, I just picked a store that I know I can always walk in that store and find something that I like. And $100 would allow me to get maybe a couple things.
What kind of stuff is it, Free People?
Sort of, what I'm wearing right now is Free People. It's more of a bohemian
like a
type
homeless
look.
Chic.
Homeless chic, yeah, yeah. Maybe sometimes it's some
paisley. Homeless chic.
Sort of rude, but he's not far off.
Yeah.
From
I was taking a risk by saying that, because if Amy had been in a bad mood, she'd kill me over that one.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, but no. It's
good mood. Good,
like,
yeah, good mood.
I love it. Amy's so I feel like if I were to get that, man, I might do a little bit of shopping because, I don't know, maybe because right now I feel like I need shop therapy because...
Why would someone go and talk to me?
Truth be told, shopping just makes you happy sometimes. Mm. I don't really get to like go to the mall as much anymore because I'm a mom. So a lot of stuff happens online and it's not as satisfying.
Ordering online?
Yeah, it's not as satisfying as like going and actually taking the time and shopping and walking around and taking that time for yourself.
See, I'm the opposite. I hate shopping.
I know, you and my husband.
I love ordering online and it just shows up.
Sure, that is what is more convenient.
And that's
especially
exciting. When you get a package, you're like, ooh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That could be my shake weight.
I know. But for girls, you may need to try on three different sizes before you know. And I order it just guessing which size. And then it's depressing because you get it in the mail and it's not the right size. You have to mail it back. Get the blah, blah, blah. So anyway, kids have kind of cramped my mall time. And I'm not a crazy shopper, but maybe it's just I need alone time.
Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe that's actually what it is. What about you?
$100. You just give me $100?
Yeah.
I love shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Probably more than anyone else on the show.
Oh, for sure.
It's a fact.
No doubt.
Probably. And I don't have any kids, so I don't spend money on kids. I'm not married. I buy a lot of shoes. So if you brought me a $100 bill and said, hey, do what you will, I would buy a pair of shoes. Mm. Yeah, and man, I don't need any more shoes.
You have a lot of shoes.
I have a lot of shoes, but I love them.
It's okay. I don't need more for people.
I know.
Someone's giving us money.
Right. You know who gave me a cool pair of shoes recently? It was Cole Swindell.
Yeah.
At the $1 million show, he gave me a pair of shoes.
Another pair? Mm-hmm. Didn't he get you some for Christmas, too?
He did.
Wow.
See, the thing amongst dudes is we all trade. There's guys' general love language is shoes, because you don't really know how to give a guy a gift. You don't want to write a thank you card because the guy would be like, you know, buy him flowers.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of us will just buy each other shoes if it's like celebratory. Or if it's like, congratulations.
Gotcha.
You just buy shoes. I bought Eddie's shoes.
He did, and I love wearing them.
Yeah, I bought Raimundo. I bought you some Yeezys.
Yep.
Yeah, so shoes are a thing. Thomas Rhett bought me shoes.
Yeah.
That's a thing. I would buy shoes. I love shoes. What were you going to say?
Oh, I didn't know.
Tennis shoes, though. Not those fancy, smancy.
Not like loafers?
No, tennis shoes.
Okay. Yeah, like you like funky shoes. Which, have you worn your Pharrell ones yet? Mm-hmm. The ones I got you?
They're on my Instagram. I wore them at a show.
Oh, I didn't know if you'd worn them.
Uh-huh. Amy bought me some.
They were very, very weird. I didn't know if you'd like them.
Like, yeah, I love them.
Okay.
One says empathy.
And one says gratitude.
Yeah, they're new Pharrell shoes. And yeah, I was doing a show in Michigan.
Okay, I just want to make sure they fit. Because I feel like you're like the type of person where they may not fit and you wouldn't tell me. Even though I could take them back and get the right size, you would just like keep them there.
They do fit. I would buy shoes. Let's go to Lunchbox. Lunchbox, $100, what would you buy?
You give me a $100 bill, I'm jumping in the 05 Altima. I'm driving down to the gas station. I'm walking in and I am buying lottery tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm going to invest that $100 in $100 worth of lottery tickets and hope to hit it big.
What kind of lottery tickets? $1 scratch offs?
You can buy
the
quick picks. Quick picks, $20 scratch offs, $5 scratch offs. I mean, with $100, you get a mix of variety, and that way you have more options to win.
So you buy a grab bag of all the different ones?
Yes.
Would you buy a $50 one?
I'd buy a $50 one, no problem, because you know what they say. You got to bet money to win money.
Yep.
And the bigger the ticket, the bigger the ticket, the more likely you're going to win.
But the odds are still not even that you're going to win.
I don't know what you mean.
Meaning, it's not even odds that you're going to win. They still have an advantage over you.
Right, okay, they can have that advantage. But if I'm getting the $50 ticket, my advantage is closer than the $1 ticket.
So with $100, you buy lottery tickets.
Lottery tickets. Pay me, my friend.
All right, our video producer, Eddie, $300. What do you do?
It's easy. I just tell my friend, let's go to a bar. Like, right now, Lunchbox, Ray, Bobby, you're cheap. You don't drink. Everyone, let's go, and I'll buy alcohol. That'll probably last about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's what I'd like to do.
That's what you do with $100.
Yeah.
Here's the free $100. You go do that.
Let's just go to a bar right now and just drink.
All right, there you have it. Yes, Lunchbox.
I'm just going to say, I don't know if that's true.
Why are you hating on his answer? All he's doing is giving his answer.
Hey, because you never offer to buy me drinks. Because
no one gives me
$100. There you go.
Exactly. $300.
Come on.
There it is. Well, there you go. Get to know the Bobby Bone Show. That's what we do with $100. The Bobby Bone Show. I'm doing the show from Hawaii as I'm out here working for the next few days for American Idol. They're doing a whole, I think I can say that we're the top 40. Right now, it's not on TV yet, but we're the top 40 and they're performing. And it's a whole thing out here. And it's been cool. The weather's nice. Everything's good.
Well, so I know you're working, but have you done anything like Hawaii-ish?
Well, I tried to go stand-up paddleboarding yesterday.
Oh, yeah. That's totally, yeah. Did
yeah,
you do it?
But it was so windy that when I went down there, they cut it out. They were like, no more, because people got blown out to like sea.
Oh, that'd be bad.
I don't know if they ever saw him again. They were like, well, we had a couple people get blown out to sea. But I did run into Goofy. You saw my Instagram, right?
Yeah. He just
and I ran into. Well, Goofy's walking around taking pictures, and I don't know why, but like I geek out when I see these people in these character costumes. I was like, Goofy, can I get a picture with you? And he was like, oh, gosh.
Because, that's like just the Goofy in Hawaii, and they have Goofy in California and Goofy in Florida.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
No, that's okay, but I'm telling you, I don't know, I feel nervous about going up to them asking for a picture like they're a celebrity. Mm-hmm. I don't know, it's just somebody in a costume. And when I did Dancing with the Stars, Mickey Mouse, they came all dressed, right?
Yeah.
And I met all the people that wear the costumes, and they were there rehearsing without their costumes on, but they don't say they're the person in the costume. They say they're Mickey's friend.
That's weird.
No, it's not. It's awesome. You guys can shut your faces.
Why do they do that?
I don't know, but I don't ask questions. It was awesome. And I met the Goofy from California. It was good. But let's do this. Why don't we do right now best and worst of the weekend? Amy, you're up first. Best and worst. Go ahead.
Best would be that I got a lot of like outdoor time with the kids because weather was great, and that's about to go downhill in Nashville here this week when the ice comes. And then I don't know that I had a worst of times. Maybe that my husband doesn't like my short hair, but
yeah,
whatever. You know,
he did get a haircut. I like it. We can talk about that tomorrow, because we're running out of time here. But I like your hair.
Oh, thanks.
I think it looks good. Now, if I were your husband, I may be worried because you keep cutting it shorter and shorter.
Oh,
but
he's
anyway,
like, what do you...
Yeah,
it's
that's
like a whole
that's for tomorrow. That's for tomorrow.
Okay.
Lunchbox?
Oh, best of time was getting my dog home. He had emergency surgery, so that was the worst of times at the same time. So I had to spend a lot of money to get him happy and healthy, but he's home safely, so that's the good news. Bad news is, had to pay a lot of money.
Yeah, animals are expensive, man. Best of times is that it's like 80 degrees here. I mean, it's early in the morning here, like, you know, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, but it's like 80 degrees here.
I love how my best of times is that it was like 40 degrees, but it was really sunny.
No, I mean, I'm in Hawaii. It's pretty awesome here. And then worst of times is that I got so sick from eating something bad on the airplane, the flight here on, what day did I fly here?
Friday?
Yeah, Friday.
That I was hugging a toilet in the airplane. It was awful.
That's so gross.
And then I spent that whole day just recuperating. But the next day I woke up pretty good, just shook a headache. I got a text from Jake Owen while I was flying. Do you see his picture on TMZ?
No.
It was like Jake Owen and Luke Bryan showing their dad bods at Crash My Playa.
What?
And he was like, dude, I don't know if you saw this or not. He goes, but I promise I'm going to get in better shape.
Wait,
and I was like, what are you talking about?
I thought he was like, in good shape.
He was like, I got to get rid of my dad bod. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you saw that. I thought it looked pretty good, too. I didn't think it was. But also, who cares, right? You looking?
Yeah, I'm looking. Huh. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, it's a hater sigh right there.
I'm like, no, I'm having to zoom in. I'm like, huh, I don't know that I call it a dad bod, but.
No, he looks good.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's these two twin boys and it's their birthday. They're turning 7 years old, but they've got this friend who has cancer, also a young kid, being treated at St. Jude. And you know what? It's their birthday. And they tell their mom all they want to do for their birthday is raise money for their friend that has cancer in St. Jude, raise money for their friend, the hospital, all the things. So the mom is like, okay, I'll help you guys set up a GoFundMe. She put $700 as the goal since they were turning 7 years old. Well, now it's like over $25,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Over $25,000?
Yes. Isn't that crazy? Because wow. It's spread on their social media accounts, I guess, through family and friends. And they say that for their birthday every year, this is what they want to do is raise money for their friend until he's no longer sick. Wow. And they're only seven.
That's good. That's a good
one
right there.
Technically, they were only six when they came up with the idea for their seventh birthday. So that's some good kids right there.
That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, over to Amy for the Morning Corny now.
The Morning Corny.
How do pickles enjoy a day out?
How do pickles? Let's try to figure this one out, guys.
Okay, okay.
Pickles. I would
pickles,
say
dill.
Like a day out. Oh, like they have a good deal.
Say it again.
Like seeds or like seeds. Green. Like things about pickle. Sour.
Sour, yeah.
It's a dill.
Crunchy.
Oh, yeah. Dill.
Crunchy pickle.
Pickle. Huh. How do pickles
enjoy a day out?
Enjoy a day out.
A day out. So outside. Pickles turn into cucumbers.
Yeah.
Like they talk to their old buddy, the cucumber, mm-hmm. and be like, how was the day? And he's like, it was good before I turned into pickle. That's too long. That's too elaborate.
I like where you're going there.
That's too elaborate. Long. How do pickles enjoy a day out? How about, what are they?
I think dill has to be
you
something.
You think it has to be dill?
It has to be like, it's not a big dill or something.
Oh.
Hmm.
Okay. How do pickles enjoy a day out?
They relish it.
No! That's good.
That was the Morning Corny.
We suck. We didn't even go to relish one bit.
Not even close.
Okay.
Bobby Bone, come on.
Amy, I do this thing on my Instagram where I get on my Insta story and I go, send me a secret. I won't tell who you are, and then I kind of repost them for everyone to see, just not the person who sent it. Do you ever see those?
Yes, I do.
People love them. I get so many people viewing my Insta stories when I do that. But let me say this, because I don't sell the people who send them to me, and I don't post them all, because I literally get thousands. But one of the ones that I get the most is people going, I'm still in love with X, even though I'm with Y. Meaning, they're with somebody, but they're still in love with somebody in the past. And it happens so frequently, and I usually post one or two of them, but it's so many. What do you think the reason is that people send that so often?
Well, I don't know the reason. I know that I've seen them, and your response is pretty good.
Well,
I don't know how I feel about it,
and I guess I didn't realize that this was so common, but let me talk to everybody right now who feels like there's an ex in their life that they screwed up on, and you romanticize the fact that if you were with that ex, it'd have been amazing and you wished it had worked out, but now you're with someone and you're not as happy as you could have been. You gotta stop that, because if you're with that ex, it'd be the same thing. You get right back into the human part of it and it wouldn't be as glamorous as your mind is visualizing. So I just want to tell that to everybody who's sending that to me, and even everybody who's listening right now. Like, it could be worse. It probably wouldn't be better. And if you were with them, there'd be somebody else. I think I said to one of them, if you were with your ex, you'd be thinking about the one that got away, your husband that you're with now. That, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel sad for people that feel that way. Do you feel that way? Like there was an ex that could... I know you don't because you have a husband. But do you feel like there was an ex where it could have worked out?
I thought for a long time that I did. And it was really hard to get over one of my exes. Like, I really thought that that's who I was going to be married to for sure. So I think it probably, I don't know. I mean, but I don't think about him anymore. I mean, as time goes by, that's been healing. Like, I don't have the, it used to make me sad. Like, when I would think about him, I would get sad.
Yeah.
But, I mean, obviously that was so many years ago, but that would be the last person that I felt that way about.
Well, I have four exes that I could have married. I mean, I really could have. They're amazing people and ex-girlfriends. Maybe three, but probably four, right? But when I was with them, there was a reason that we broke up. Anyway, I just got so many of those on my Instagram that I wanted to share that. My name is Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. Do you flick through all those and read them? Do you care about that bit that I do on Instagram or no?
No, I read most of them. Some of them, like, if it's, like, really long, I may, you know, press my finger to the right.
Rude,
I know. But rude. Some of them, you like, put, like, really good little GIFs that go with them, and I laugh out loud.
Well, all right. Let's do On This Day in Country Music. I do have a nickname that I have to live up to. Eddie?
Yeah, country music's youngest historian.
Thank you very much. Here we go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On This Day in
Country Music.
Alan Jackson has the number one country song on this day in 1994, 25 years ago, with this song right here, Gone Country.
She's gone country. Look at them boots. She's gone country.
This
back to her
was Alan Jackson's 10th number one song. It was on the Who I Am album. It was written by Bob McDill. He said when he first heard the song, he fell in love with it. He wished he'd written it. And because it's such a fun song that celebrates how country music has become more widespread and accepted, that he loved it so much. And Alan Jackson went on to win Male Vocalist of the Year the next year and his first CMA Entertainer of the Year. His 10th number one, 25 years ago. Alan Jackson, Gone Country. Hit that closer, Raymundo.
That was
On This Day in
Country Music.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, time for Monday Morning Confessions. If there's something that you just wanted to share, have it lifted off of you, we're here for you. Here is Marty in Florida. Marty.
Yes. Hi.
Monday Morning Confessions, you're up.
I was helping throw a party, and I was in charge of the margarita fountain, and I found the tequila in the freezer, the Patron, so I made the margarita fountain. And then they brought me the cheap tequila to make the margarita, so I poured that cheap tequila in the Patron bottle, put it back in the freezer, and they did shots of it all night and didn't know the difference.
Yeah. That's pretty funny, huh?
Yeah.
Lunchbox, would you know the difference?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they've been drinking, and I don't think you can tell the difference when you get a margarita if it tastes like you can't. Oh, that's terrible tequila. So you did the wrong thing. That was dirty on your part.
But she's talking about shots.
Yeah.
The margarita shots, was the shots one. You can tell for sure.
Yeah, that's the part where she went tricky on them.
So if she had done this to you, you would know the difference?
I would absolutely know the difference, and we would have issues.
Marty, did anyone come to you and confront you about this?
No, I confessed a few days later because they all had really bad hangovers and they all got really, really
that's
super drunk on the cheap tequila.
That's funny. Marty, thank you for confessing. We'll go to Misty in Tennessee. Hey, Misty, Monday Morning Confessions, you're on.
Hey, so a few years back, my best friend was talking to me and she said that she had found out through social media that her boyfriend was cheating on her. So she was heartbroken and devastated. So I'm from Nashville, so you guys know all about the temperature and humidity in the summer. So I thought the best way to get sweet revenge would be to go buy a couple of cans of sardines. I drove by his work, opened the doors to his truck, dumped the sardine juice and the sardines under the back seat, and kind of scrubbed it in a little bit with the can. Yeah, I know. Horrible. And then I left. So a few months later, I did notice he got a new vehicle, so
Well, she's still loving this one.
I might have had something to do with that. I don't know.
Yeah, you and Amy both are loving this one.
That is stinky.
Yeah, well, thank you for the call. Stacy in Rhode Island, you're on. Hi, Stacy.
Good morning.
Hey, Monday Morning Confessions, what do you want to say?
My daughter is in kindergarten, and they bring home artwork every day. So much stuff they do in class. And I always just throw it away. And then my daughter sees it in the trash later on, and she's devastated. And I either tell her that the wind must have blown it in there or her brother threw it away.
Amy, do your kids bring home a lot of stuff?
The wind blew it in the trash. They do, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do with it?
I throw it away.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, but I guess they don't notice. I haven't had to say anything like the wind blew it in. But so I'll hang it on the fridge for a minute, and then it ends up in the trash, for sure.
There's only so much of it.
Yeah, it's too much.
Well, Stacy, thank you. It sounds like this is, Eddie, your kids bring home stuff?
Oh, tons.
And what do you guys do with it?
I have a bucket that I put it in. I was like, oh, it's in the bucket. And the bucket's really big. And then I empty it out like once a year.
Like the trash?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
If it has glitter, it's gone.
Oh, immediately?
Yeah.
Because you don't want the glitter everywhere?
We don't have time for that. No.
Stacy, feel good about it. Because if Amy and Eddie do it, then you're in good company.
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right. Hey, thank you for sharing with us.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. Bobby Bone, come on. I will play you the theme song from a classic TV show. All you have to do is name the show.
Okay.
Pretty easy, right, everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah, easy.
Sounds easy.
I mean,
easy.
Depends on the era.
Well, they're all classic.
Classic.
So
like all the eras.
I hope everybody's good. Thanks for hanging out with us. Hope you had a good weekend back here on a Monday. And so I will play you the show. Amy, you're up first. Are you ready?
Ready.
Can you name this TV show? Show me that smile. Don't waste another
minute on your crying. Yes. Who's the boss?
No, I'm what? Sorry.
Oh.
As long as we got each other, da-na-na, we got the world spinning round.
Eddie, you know that one?
Yeah. What is it? Growing Pains.
It's Growing Pains. No
same
points.
Same era?
It was the same era. Lunchbox, are you ready?
Yeah.
Name this classic TV theme song.
Oh. I got it.
Do you really, or are you trying to figure it out right now?
Trying to figure it out right now. I'm just trying to play possum. Like, yeah, I got it. Okay. I got a guess. Are they going to say anything?
No. Go ahead.
Frasier.
No, no.
Wow,
you know
okay.
What it is?
Yeah. Yes.
Here you go, ready?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Still doesn't know
would
it.
You, would mind? You mind?
How do you not know that?
Could you be mine? Beautiful. You don't know
it's Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers.
I never watched that. Don't even, no,
but
no.
It's a legendary song.
Classic.
Huh.
That sounds like Frasier.
No, it...
Scrambled eggs. All right, Eddie.
Come on.
No points so far.
This is amazing.
Name it.
I got it.
What you got there?
Yabba-dabba-doo! Flintstones.
The Flintstones is correct. Here we go.
Yeah!
Yabba-dabba-doo!
Yabba-dabba-doo! Yabba-dabba-doo!
Now you're singing.
Oh, what does he do?
Flintstones. We're the modern Stoney family.
Flintstones.
Down in bedrock.
I don't know.
Okay. Eddie with 1 point. Amy, are you ready?
Ready.
Name it. Classic TV theme song. Do you know it, Amy?
Yes.
Eddie, do you know it?
No clue.
Do you know it?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Amy, what is it?
90210.
Correct.
That's right.
Lunchbox, ready?
Yep.
Sound familiar?
Nope.
What?
I've never heard this in my life.
Amy, do you know this one?
No.
Wow. Lunchbox, what's your guess?
Magnum P.I.
Same era.
Solid.
Yes, you know, good-looking guy, mm-hmm. But not Magnum.
Cars.
David Hasselhoff. Knight Rider.
Okay. That's when Eddie was like 15, so...
Why are you taking
true.
Shots at Eddie?
Hey, what did I say?
He's, like, he's over here acting like he knows it, playing the piano.
I was just bobbing my head.
All right, Eddie. Our producer, Eddie, our video producer. Here you go. Name this one.
Bunch of haters. What on earth? Dude.
You can win it if you get this. If not, it goes another round.
I have. I'll guess.
Go ahead.
Bonanza.
No, Little House on the Prairie.
No! Wasn't Hasselhoff in that one too?
No. Michael Landon was.
Okay. My yes. bad.
Amy, ready?
Ready.
I bet we've been together for a million years. And I bet we'll be together for a million more.
You know that?
No.
Like I started.
Do you know it, Amy?
Hold on, please.
I can't remember what
never did before. What would we do, baby?
Dang, dude.
Without love. What would we do, baby? Without love.
Amy's got her hand in her head.
And there ain't no.
Because I feel like I know it, but I can't. So I'm going to go with Moonlight.
Without love.
Here we go.
Sha-la-la.
Watch this one?
Oh, every episode. Yeah, but I watched every show.
You did.
The TV raised me.
Okay, what is it?
What do you think? It's Moonlighting?
Whatever, yeah.
Amy didn't know. It's Family Ties.
That's Family Ties?
Because, like, that seemed more of like a grown-up love song, not a family song.
Yeah. I bet it's about the mom and the dad.
That's straight 70s, right? Straight 70s.
Early 80s.
Really?
I bet we'll be together for a million more.
Michael J. Fox?
Yeah. Lunchbox, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Name that classic TV theme song. Wait for it. What's it sound like to you? So not the show, but like, what are you feeling here?
I'm feeling like Michael Jackson creeping down a dark alley.
Oh, Michael Jackson. Darkness,
afraid to step into.
Yeah.
Anything?
Yeah. Got it.
You do?
Yep.
Go ahead.
Shaft.
No.
wait, can I guess?
Yeah.
Baywatch?
Yeah, but David Hasselhoff.
Is that Baywatch?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
It's gonna be alright.
Yeah.
He's all running down the beach in his red short.
Yeah. And then Pamela Anderson.
Oh, Pamela Anderson. I remember her.
Eddie.
Come on.
Yes. You know this one?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
Is this for the win?
Yeah, oh, you already won.
Oh, I did?
You're the only one with a point.
Okay, this is Sanford and Son.
Yeah, there he is.
Woo!
Bam! 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 Bam!
What did he say? I'm coming! Elizabeth!
Elizabeth! This is the one! I'm coming!
I'm coming! Yeah. I love it!
There you go. There's our big winner today.
Yeah!
The only one to score points. Eddie!
Woo!
Hey, buddy.
Oh, I got 9-2-0.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Oh, it was for the win.
Yeah, you're right.
Eddie
was older back then.
No, those were all classics, different times.
Those were all classics. You had two massive, like Baywatch is one of the biggest TV shows because it was syndicated all over the world all the time.
And you got Mr. Rogers.
Oh yeah, Mr.
Everyone
Rogers.
I've
never heard that in my life.
Congratulations, Eddie.
Thank you, Bones.
Bobby Bone, come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Olivia Jones is a high school senior in Florida. She's sitting at a red light, and she notices the woman in front of her is kind of slumped over the steering wheel. She's like, man, that woman needs to quit texting and driving. Then she notices she's having a seizure, and her car starts going into oncoming traffic. Olivia pulls her car in front of the lady and lets the lady's car crash into her.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
She sacrificed her car.
Sacrifices her car.
Wow.
And calls 911. Paramedics come and say she was having a seizure. And Olivia goes, I was a little freaked out. My parents were going to be worried I got in a wreck.
Wow.
But her parents were cool with what she did.
Wow.
Saved a life.
That's crazy.
What up, Olivia?
Wow, wow, wow.
What up, Olivia? Right. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Do you want to know why 2019 is the year of best fiends? Well, listen up. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. And like most people I know, finding things that make you happy is the secret to having a great year. That's why you should play Best Fiends. It's an amazing mobile game that will let you do just that. Have a ton of fun. Best Fiends is the 5-star rated mobile game with thousands of challenging, fun puzzles, tons of characters to collect. Our listeners have been obsessed with Best Fiends for over a year now, and I don't think it gets old. Having to think through each puzzle is very satisfying when you get it, and the best part is that everything's always different. It's fun to solve. It feels so good every time you beat that level, and there are even leaderboards in the game. So if you share it with your friends and family, you can always see how everyone's doing, and of course, make sure that you're ahead. Best Fiends can have some intense competition between friends and family, but it's all good fun, right? Take the Best Fiends Challenge now. All you have to do is download Best Fiends for free from the Apple App Store or Google Play today. That's Friends Without the R, Best Fiends, F-I-E-N-D-S, Best Fiends.
Go!
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
King Calloway.
Boy, there are a lot of you guys, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, give it up, King Calloway.
Hey, new group.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Yeah, good morning.
I'm so curious about this whole thing here. Who's the main talker? There are six of you in the room.
It's all of us.
Depends, yeah. Who do I look at in your eyeballs to talk to? There's so many. Okay, so let's do like a roll call. Caleb.
Yep.
Present. and say what you play. Say Caleb.
Present. I play guitar.
Okay. Whoa. Chris.
Present. I play drums.
Ramona, will you fix that microphone? Simon.
Present. I sing, play piano, and acoustic guitar.
You do both?
Yeah.
Where are you?
Same
time. Which one are you? Dang, they're all good-looking dudes. There are going to be a lot of fights. Jordan.
Present. I sing and play guitar.
Chad Michael Jervis.
Here. I sing and I play guitar.
And Austin Luther.
Yep. Bass.
Yep. Oh, of course, the bass player.
Do you have a bass on you now?
Yeah.
Slap that thing. On this week's Seinfeld. okay, and what is your name?
My name is Jordan.
It's the first time I've met you guys ever.
Yeah.
I guess not you, but
yeah.
You.
Yeah.
Jordan. Are you from where? The accent? Are you from Texas?
So yeah, I'm actually from Alabama, mate.
Okay.
No, I'm from a little place in Scotland called Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Grew up in a little village just outside there.
When did you get to America?
So I moved to America, it would have been a year ago now. You know, I came over here, traveled all the way, left my family, and I started playing drums on Broadway in Tootsie's. You know, which was an incredible start.
You were playing drums, by the way, not Broadway in New York, but Broadway, the honky-tonk street here in Nashville.
Yeah, absolutely. 10 to 2.
You were playing drums.
I was initially, yeah.
10 p.m. to 2 a.m.?
Correct, that's right.
How much money can you make a night playing drums?
It varies. But I would say anywhere between $150 to $400.
So you moved here to play country music and you're playing drums. I mean, that's the countryest of music places.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I grew up on country. You know, I love country so much. My dad... he brought me up on country, you know, with Johnny Cash. And with being Scottish, you know, and folk music, I feel, tells great stories, as does country. So for me, being a massive country fan, the only place I could ever move to would be Nashville, Tennessee.
All right, Keen Calloway's here. And which one are you?
I'm Chad.
I'm going to refer to you guys as which one until I get the down, by the way.
Cool. Yeah, that's fine.
And Chad, what do you, and you are, you play guitar?
So I play guitar. I'm one of the three lead singers, along with Jordan and Simon. I'm from Wilmington, Delaware.
There are three lead singers in this
group? Yeah, three. Oh, yeah. But we all sing, man. We all, and I'm from a faraway land known as Wilmington, Delaware.
And he's from Delaware. Like, I swear a minute ago when I first met him and he sat down, I thought he had an accent. But maybe that's because, like, but no, just from Delaware.
I know Jimmy Allen. He's from Delaware.
Yeah, he is. He's from Slower Lower.
That's my one Delaware reference. I don't know anybody from Scotland.
It's all good, man.
Braveheart.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Ooh, Sons of Anarchy. Did you watch that?
Sons of Anarchy. Yeah, but that's actually British, I believe. So that's English.
No. There's the Irish.
Yeah, I'm not Irish.
The Vikings.
I'm not Scottish. Scottish.
They're not Irish there?
No.
Dang it.
They go to,
oh, that's Ireland.
Yeah, they go to Belfast once.
Ah, JK, JK. Okay.
So how'd this group come together? Tell me about this.
So... us being like six musicians, six friends, we all kind of had the love growing up with from the Beatles and the Eagles, you know, Doobie Brothers, CSNY. We all just kind of wanted to bring some of that authenticity back into country music and back into mainstream music in general.
How do you meet the Scottish guy over here?
We all met through Robert Deaton. I went to Berkeley for a time. And
so I
met him up there and he kind of told me like, hey, like we're kind of putting something together. Is this something you'd be interested in? And I was like, yeah, definitely. And he was like, you might have to move. And I was like, yeah, I'll move to Nashville. Definitely do it. And that's how I met all these guys right here. And we kind of just got together, tried to come up with like a signature sound that was our most authentic selves, but also wanted to kind of appeal to a mainstream audience, but we kind of found a good balance of that. And I think what we got in this EP that we just released on Friday is just a great product of that. And I hope people hear that, you know, because I think we loved this EP. We loved making it. I think the way that we made it was just super authentic and super real. And it was just, it was an amazing experience.
Yeah, we had the most fun cutting this record together. You know, we cut the record live. We cut it with Justin Niebank. Was the engineer on the record, which was incredible. And we had so much fun cutting it, you know. We felt like, I mean, I grew up watching documentaries by the Beatles and the Stones and how they used to cut music, and I feel like we've brought an element of that back, which is super exciting. And we couldn't be more proud of this product, you know. So
how old are you guys? Just walk down.
I'm 24.
22. 18.
You're 18.
I'm 18.
So are you the youngest?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, man.
26.
You can't even get in a casino, dude. How are you going to play the hard rock, man?
Yeah. In Scotland. Yeah.
Sneak him in.
25, yeah.
24.
Look at you guys. They're going to fight over girls. I can already see this. There's just so many of them. Okay, so let's do this before we talk anymore. The record came out Friday. Do like a verse and a chorus of the single, which is called World for Two.
World for Two, yeah.
Yeah, who wants to tell me about that song that hasn't talked yet? You tell me about World for Two. Say your name.
Yeah. I'm Austin.
The bass player. Tell me about World for Two.
Well, World for Two, it just is a really good song just to showcase us because it has lots of vocal harmonies, mm-hmm. and it's just kind of like a smooth song to just appeal to everyone's ears, and it also just tells a story of kind of you and the person you love kind of just hunkering down and getting away from all the noise and everything and just, you know, spending time together.
All right, I'm into it. All right, World for Two, this is King Calloway. I just want to hear a little live performance. I can play it all day long, but you guys are here, so why don't we hear a little verse and a chorus. King Calloway, this is World for Two. Hey guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby Bones. Chris plays the drums. Hey, Chris, let me talk to you for a second. You were at the CMAs, right?
I was,
yeah. Were you playing for other artists?
I was not.
What were you doing at the CMAs? There. Did you ever play? Do you ever hop on stage and play with other people?
I have played the CMAs before. I played with Kenny Rogers once, and that was a dream come true for me.
Do you get so nervous if you're playing with Kenny Rogers? Because if you screw up,
yeah, because it's Kenny Rogers. Yeah. A little, especially he's like a hero of mine. You know, growing up in Nashville, he's definitely on that bucket list of who I wanted to meet. And so to play with him was just the whole time I was like, "What is happening?"
How do you get that job? There are probably a lot of people that want to play drums for Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, well, I've been very blessed to know, like, Steve Gibson and my father, all, like, so many people in my life that I've been able to be around have just given me an opportunity, and I couldn't be more thankful for it.
Come on. Mm-hmm. Look at this. There are six of you, like gremlins. Everyone look up, there are more of them. don't feed them at night. Let's do, I listened to the record. It came out on Friday. Mm-hmm. You guys do a Crosby, Stills, and Nash song. Which I love, by the way. And I was like, oh, that's really cool they do that. I wonder if you guys have played that. You know what I'm talking about, or am I just...
Yeah, okay. Yeah. No, exactly.
Love the one you whip, booty. Yeah. Hey, what's the bass line sound like, just that song? So I would good. Never be able to identify it by just that. Would you, Eddie?
No.
If you did. Yes. All right, who Close. Sings this one? Who's the lead singer on this one?
We all kind of take part in this one.
It's like a big old kumbaya. I like
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. So why'd you guys cut this one, by the way?
This is the first song we played as a group, kind of to just kind of figure out our sound, and this is the one song that we all individually and collectively loved, and when we started playing it, we were like, we need to cut this because we felt like our version is something that was really special.
All right, here we go. This is King Calloway and Love the One You're With.
Nailed it.
Caleb, the guitar player, who is the youngest in the group, you were killing that thing over there, man. Play a little bit of that solo right there. Look at this guy. You were playing in studios as a 13-year-old, is that true?
I was, yeah, that is true.
Dang.
Yeah, I did session gigs.
When did you start practicing guitar? How old were you?
Oh, I was 4 years old. My dad was in a band. I know, that's crazy. My dad was in a band, and he was playing bass at the time, and he knew some guitar, and I'm like, Dad, just show me, like, everything you know. And by the time I was, like, six, I was better than him. So I started taking lessons and, like, meeting so many musicians in the area, and it was just really cool to kind of connect in that way.
Man, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
How does it feel being the Joey McIntyre of the group? They probably know what that means.
Yeah.
Do you know who Joey McIntyre is?
I don't.
No.
What? Oh, my gosh.
He probably wasn't even born yet.
I know, but still.
How about who was the youngest in the Beatles, do you know? Eddie, you know the youngest in the Beatles was?
The youngest George. Was probably Ringo.
Was it not George?
Was it? Listen, I don't know. You guys can tell me anything. You tell me Pete Best, and I'd be like, I agree. okay, well, listen. Austin, you're the bass player?
Yeah.
How old are you?
24.
You played cruise ships?
Yeah.
How was that, being trapped? I feel like I get motion sick and vomit all the time.
It was exactly that, trapped.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did. So when I dropped out of college, and then I was like, I need some money, so what's the best, you know, steady gig I could get playing on a cruise ship. So I was on a ship for almost 6 months and not you know, the best part of my life, but it, you know, played decades.
Hey, you got to eat, man.
Exactly, man.
You got to eat and play music.
But
man.
Now I know every single pop song for the last 60 years. So
on bass?
Yeah.
Do you know Shake It Off by Taylor Swift on bass?
Shake it. Dum, 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 dum.
He could play anything, and yeah. I would be like, that's it.
Something like that. I don't know.
It's something like that.
Yeah. What's a big dramatic bass? Do you know?
Oh, like Pink Floyd, Money.
I mean, the kid's like 20.
I don't want to check him out. He knows it.
He does know it.
Yeah. That one's in 7, right?
Yeah, it is.
The movie?
Yeah. Just that. Oh, I don't know. I thought it was like a key or something. He's in 7L. Oh, yeah, yeah. let me hear this. This one's called Rivers.
I know where we belong.
Singing this one.
All around.
Who's this part right here?
That's me. Yeah, that's me, Jordan, Simon.
All together?
All three of us together. Yeah, yeah.
I know where we belong.
That's three voices?
Yeah.
Yep. Dang, that's good. All right, how about this one?
I do.
That's a good one. Yeah. Tell me about this song.
Right. Well, right there, that's me and Simon. And this was another song that we cut. Like, we cut a bunch of songs out in the castle in Franklin. And this one we felt really had like a really old school vibe, and we really wanted to lay this one down.
Hey, Simon, you're from Spain?
Oh, no. It's Gibraltar, so technically it's in Spain.
Oh my gosh, but, I had no idea he had an accent. Like, he hadn't really talked yet, and now he's talking. I was picturing he was from, like, you know, Texas. Yeah. Okay, keep talking.
So it's Gibraltar. It's a British overseas territory in Spain. It's tiny. It's a population of 30,000. But yeah,
is that Spain or no?
No.
What is it?
It's Britain. It's the UK.
But it's by Spain.
It's in Spain.
Okay.
It's like what?
It's one. Of
it's
those.
Like Washington D.C.
Yeah.
But it's not really in.
Yeah.
In Maryland.
Like, what is it? Yeah.
Does that make sense, Amy?
Yeah.
It's
sure.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Okay.
You were gonna be a Catholic missionary?
I was going to be. Yeah.
But.
But music calls. I don't know. I basically was ready, I think, after years of, like, gigging around the UK with my brothers and kind of feeling like you've like, exhausted yourself and all your options. I was like, cool, let's go and be a Catholic missionary and, like, do something for someone else for once, because I've always been so preoccupied with myself. And then I got a phone call from a really interesting guy. He was the musical director for One Direction. His name's John Schoen, and he said, hey, like, there's a band in Nashville, or at least a group of musicians who want to put the music back in music, if you know what I mean. And I'd met him at university, and he said, would you be willing to go out and, like, just have a feel for it, meet the guys, see if there's anyone there who you'd be willing to work with? And I was like, cool, I'll give this my one last shot at music. And if I meet guys who I feel like I can get along with as brothers, because I'd always been in a band with brothers, I was like, I won't settle for anything less, then I'll go, full send, a phrase that I learned. and I did, and I came to Nashville, met these guys, and as Chad said, we gave Love the One You're With a go, and it just kind of, in a very broad way, painted a brush of, like, the potential I think that this band could bring musically. And I thought, this is really exciting. You know, I've been in choirs, I've always loved playing acoustic guitar, piano, and this is like an opportunity to do all that. So yeah,
King Calloway, you're playing the Opry on March 1st. Don't screw up, boys.
No.
Yeah. Nope. Welcome. Listen, if you have any questions, follow my boy Chris over here. He's been around for a bit. You know, yeah. He knows the ropes over here. All right, listen, I'm gonna play the single right now. What would you like for me to know about the single before I play it for my audience right now?
Well, it was out on the EP that came out on January 25th. We released it a few days ago. We wanted to release this first one as a single, just kind of what Austin was saying, just to kind of, it was definitely a feel-good song that we wanted to just put those positive vibes out into the world a bit. So we hope people get that, and we hope people enjoy it.
All right. Well, boys, let me tell you, or men, well, men and then one boy. Yeah. Well, you're 18. That's man.
He's yeah, a man. Man.
Yeah, that's
they're
man.
All men.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the kid's playing guitar like a... Like
when did you turn 18?
August.
Okay. He's a man.
Yeah, welcome to the manhood. Go get you a lottery ticket today on me, buddy.
Bobby Bones. Yeah. Show.
Debbie in Delaware, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. What's going on with you?
Nothing. I just got to work, and I have a question for Amy.
All right, go ahead.
Amy, have you used the microwave that Ray got you for Christmas yet?
I have not. Nope.
You know, as a matter of fact, we were at Amy's house, and I went over there, and we were watching a movie, and it was like 9:30 or 10 o'clock, and it was me, Amy, your husband, the kids, and they pulled out ice cream. And I thought that you had a microwave ready to go because Raymundo bought you a microwave for Christmas.
Yeah.
And you needed to melt the ice cream a little bit. And I thought, oh, here we go. I get to watch Amy use the microwave in action. And instead, no, she goes full Little House on the Prairie, turns the hot water on, runs the hot water into the sink, and then puts the ice cream into the hot water. And I was like, why don't you just plug in the microwave? Even Amy's husband was like, why don't you just plug in the microwave? I have a microwave. He was. He even made it like a shot about that.
Yeah. So, no, I haven't yet. I haven't found the need for it.
No, there was a need right there. I saw with my own eyeballs.
Sorry. It's hard to break my stovetop habit. I just, or my hot sink cup of water habit. I don't know. I know. I even heated up some hot milk to bring with me this morning. Some hot almond milk. And
in the
I did
sink?
I did it on the stovetop and it almost made me late because it like wasn't heating up fast enough.
So, if you're new to the show, Amy has... What, in her last 10 years or so without a microwave?
Yeah.
Because you were trying to have a baby?
Yeah, I eliminated all kinds of things from my life.
Except your cell phone.
Well, that's a
Wi-Fi.
Necessity. These are necessities.
Okay.
I know. I'm probably going to have brain cancer, but...
Debbie?
Yes.
Your thoughts on all that?
Amy, you need that microwave.
You do need
life.
That microwave.
Okay.
It was a necessity. It is a necessity.
Debbie, I'll let you know. When I use it, we'll make a thing of it. I used the microwave here one day for like 5 seconds. I don't even know if it heated up high enough.
She pushed start and then ran.
Yeah. That's not the same. You need to use it in your house.
Okay.
Do you have any room on your counter for it?
No. It's in the pantry, and then I need to get an extension cord, and it'll stay in the pantry. And then that way, because I have a pantry door, I've thought this through. I plug it into the extension cord, and then when I turn it on,
you run,
I
shut the door
and go.
You dive into the living room. Debbie, thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
See you later. Hey, Christy in South Carolina.
Hey, Bobby. How are you?
Good. What's happening?
Good. I'm on my way to work. I just want you guys to know that it's awesome. Y'all are fantastic. It's a great way to start the day.
Thanks. Where do you listen to South Carolina?
In Aiken.
Oh, yes. I used to, come on, Aiken. There we go.
Yeah.
I used to summer there in Aiken.
Yep, and I've seen you a couple times in Augusta
because
we're close to there.
Oh, yeah? Well, cool. Well, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. If there are new listeners to the show right now, what's the one thing you would tell them about our show to keep them listening?
Oh, man. You just guys are so funny. Mm. It's good to hear a diversity of different point of views. So that's good.
All right, there you have it. Hey, Christy, thank you.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
All right, see you later. A diversity.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she says.
It's nice.
There you
we
have
are
it, folks.
Diverse.
That's right. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us here on the Bobby Bones Show. If you want to get up and say what up to us, Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram, Amy's at Radio Amy. And just the show is at Bobby Bones Show.
Whoa. The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So have you heard about Amazon's Scout robots?
Scout robots.
Yeah, well, it's a delivery bot. And they're launching it in Seattle first, and we'll see how it takes off from there. But they roam the streets of Seattle delivering packages. They roll along at walking pace. They avoid humans and pets on the sidewalk.
You
don't worry.
You guys understand, this is how Terminator happens, right?
They have the packages. Like, we stayed at a hotel whenever we were in Vegas for iHeart, and a robot brought us room service. Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing.
I'm
it
like,
was weird when you first saw it, but after the second day, you're just like, oh, there he
well,
is.
Well, I was on the elevator.
Jetsons.
Yeah. Yeah. When you're on the elevator with it, I was kind of like,
how's your day going?
Talking to it. I'm like, oh, hey.
I was like, so you single?
What room are you going to?
I am taken.
Oh. I'm dating bot 3972 dies, dies, dies.
He is the love of my life.
But my friend dot bot 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 is single. Yes, it is weird until you see it a lot. Yeah,
and now Amazon's like they're on.
That's
they
the deal.
Bring out everything.
That's
it's like
deal.
You feel like Amazon. Did we talk about this the other day? Amazon's like bigger than Apple when it comes to creating things.
Now they are. Yeah.
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 So I used to think like Apple, the people there were genius, and now I'm like all the Amazon people, they're genius.
Yeah. Yeah. What else you got?
Okay, so these are dating trends that you need to watch out for. Have you heard of cookie jarring?
Is that a dating trend or a naughty thing?
Sounds dirty.
Listen.
It does sound like something I might like. Not at first.
I don't, Bobby, you're not a cookie jar.
Okay.
No,
oh,
no, no.
You don't
I don't
know.
Think so.
Where do I put the cookie jar?
Okay. So this term refers to treating someone as a backup option while you're dating other people.
Oh, no.
You know, you just like.
Got it.
You know, stick your hand into the cookie jar.
Go back and get what's in the cookie jar. Go ahead.
Just so wrong. U-turning, which is where, you know, you're kind of with someone who you think is like super awesome, like seems too good to be true, and you find out they are too good to be true, and you do that U-turn real quick.
Okay.
And then pocketing, where you're dating someone and you really do like them, but you're kind of keeping them in your pocket and you don't let your friends and family know about them because you just don't know like how serious you want to be, or you just don't want your friends and family to know. So you... It's called pocket dating.
Do I do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you keep yourself in the pocket sometimes.
Oh, wow.
Like, you're dating people, and you keep, like, they want you to meet their family and do stuff, and you're like, I'm good, I'm going to stay in the pocket.
Oh, I pocket myself.
Yes.
Oh, I pocket myself.
I think so, but I don't
I
know
I let
that
you know anybody I'm
right.
dating.
Yeah, I
even,
don't think...
Even, like, one or two times I let you know.
Yeah. And then with your family, you don't have that with your family. Even your family, you don't have that. Like, I'm someone I would introduce people right back when I was dating. I wanted them to meet my family, like, second date. But you were never like that. You just weren't, y'all weren't close like that.
No. No, and I don't have a mom, and I don't know my real dad now.
I know.
That's going to be weird if I get married.
Yeah. It's a different, that's another layer. I don't want to put it this way. You don't have to worry about that part, but in a way, it's sad that you don't have that. To worry about.
Will you dance with me when my mom tells to dance with me?
Mm. Bobby.
What?
Yes.
Thank you.
Are Dang. You serious?
Well, I know.
Or are you
I'm
just
not,
making a joke?
No,
because I would. You know, I would.
I know.
You would act as his mom.
I didn't even think about that for you.
Oh, I think about that. Yeah.
No, just take that out of the wedding. You don't have to do that.
But what if she wants like her dad to dance with her?
Then that's okay.
No, she may. Because I.
Oh,
would
I'll probably step to the side.
Just yeah.
Yes. Yes. Like, yes. She can
Amy.
Dance with her dad. Oh, but that was special when I thought you were kind of just asking me.
No, you can do it.
No, don't do it now. It's like a...
You want to do it right now?
I took it seriously.
No, you want to dance right now? Here, get up.
What?
You guys do it. Go ahead.
What would you dance to?
Drink a beer.
So I'm going to sit right
No, this song... No, oh. this song that makes... No.
You're crazy.
It was just the only one that was up on the wall. Or okay. I could do Need You Now.
It's a quarter after wow. one.
It's like, what?
These are just songs that are up on... Or Talladega.
Talladega.
Okay, Amy, what else you got?
Okay, well, speaking of weddings, naked wedding dresses are a thing.
Tell
now, it's not
more.
What you think. You're not, like, walking down the aisle naked. But it's like a sheer wedding dress with white lace. So, like, you can see through the dress, but the lace is covering up certain areas. It's a little much, if you ask me, but it's definitely a trend. If you go on Instagram, you can see these naked wedding dresses all over the place. So,
yeah.
Some people are ditching the traditional white gown and just going for the naked dress. It's like, there's some of them have flesh-toned liners.
The flesh shirts, but that's like
yeah.
frill and then flesh under. I always feel like they're naked.
Yes, yeah. It does oh, yeah. look
and
naked.
And I probably stare a little too much.
Yeah,
but like,
yeah.
Like, can I see a little bit? Like, I'm always like, ooh, I shouldn't be looking, but I'm like, why? Yeah, it's a thing.
Well, the flesh-toned liner dresses, like, I can handle, but some of them are just straight sheer and you can see all the things. Mm.
So wedding dress, you look naked.
Wow.
I probably stare too much. That has tricked me, though.
But the bride wants you to look at her.
That's
so.
True. Good point.
Okay, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
Thank you very much.
That was Amy's pile of stories. Bobby Bone,
come on. Melissa in Arkansas, how are you?
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
I'm really good. What's going on?
Well, okay, so I was just driving to work, and I recently started listening to y'all in October. But I didn't actually look y'all up on social media until the Dancing with the Stars finale. So I just wanted to let y'all know, like, my impressions of y'all just from your voices and then how shocked I was whenever I saw your faces.
Okay. And you can go with me first. Go ahead.
Okay. So I pictured you to be actually a lot shorter than what you really are. I mean, I knew that you had to be, like, fit and everything, but... Your height is really the only thing that it, like, surprised me.
Thank you very much. I'm pretty tall and fit. Thank you. All right. And what would you rate me 1 through 10? Go ahead.
Oh, probably like an 8.
An 8. I'll take that. I'll take that all day, every day. All right, let's go to Amy. Go ahead.
Amy was one of the most surprising. I pictured Amy with, like, really long, dark hair. I pictured her to be shorter, but she is totally different than what I expected.
Mm. And so what do you rate Amy?
Oh, she's a 10.
A 10. Wow. Wow. There you go. Beautiful. There you go. She's a 10. Wow, I like her scores over here.
Yeah.
And Lunchbox, finally, go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. Lunchbox was the most surprising. I pictured him to be, like, looking like kind of like a Jersey Shore Guido, but without the accent, and he is not. I was kind of almost disappointed a little bit.
Nope. All right, and what do you rate Lunchbox?
Oh, I think he's still, like, a solid 6 or 7.
A 6 or 7. Wow. There he is.
Wow.
There he is.
You need to get your eyes checked.
All right. Hey, thank you for the call. Appreciate that.
Thanks.
All right. Bye. And that's going to wrap it up for us today. Appreciate you guys hanging out. I got another day here in Hawaii doing American Idol today and then tomorrow. And then I fly back late tomorrow night. And then I'll be back for Wednesday.
Crazy.
How you feel about that?
Love it.
Ready to see me again?
Yeah.
All right. Good.
All right.
Good,
aloha, good. Man.
Thank you very much. It's the Bobby Bones Show. Appreciate you guys. See you soon. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.